what's the division in terms of songwriting or music playing between you and Terry?
Well, we both write. I've written some songs and she's written some songs, but most of the writing that we've done for the last 20 years of our career has been actual co-writing. We actually write the songs together. And a lot of times that means that we're in the car traveling, and in the car we're hashing out lyrics together. You know, one of us is sitting there with the notebook taking it down, and we're shooting ideas back and forth to each other. And then musically we'll sit down and set something like that to music together. In terms of our original stuff versus the covers, we tend to be very selective about the covers that we choose, but we are definitely of the opinion that if the song deserves to be sung and it's something that really says something well that we perhaps couldn't say on our own or couldn't say that way or had just haven't said as well, we're going to sing it. There seems to be a move afoot among what we call folk musicians these days that they can only sing their own songs. You know, you don't do covers. You don't cover other people's material. And we think that that's a really wrong-headed approach in a lot of ways. It's not to say that people shouldn't sing their own, and if they're going to sing their own material, sing the majority of it, sure, that's fine. But the way I feel like Dick Gaughan feels about Dick Gaughan, the great Scottish folk singer. He mentioned this in one of his liner notes some years ago. He's talking about how wrong-headed it was, because if songwriters forever only sing their own songs, then songs will die with the singer. If you as a performer never do songs by other people, then what's going to become of all of those songs? Maybe some of them really aren't worth continuing on beyond the singer. But as a songwriter, I think everybody hopes that somebody's going to want to sing your song. I know that I feel I'm greatly honored if someone decides to sing a song that we wrote. I think it's a really it's a great thing. It's not just flattering, it's honoring. You know, one of our songs, We Belong to the Earth, is something that a number of our colleagues in music have been performing over the years, and we're very gratified to know that.
Well, is this appropriate time to listen to that? Can we share with the audience We Belong to the Earth?
Absolutely. For us, this is our spiritual honoring of the earth song, our recognition that we are of the earth, and that once we take that kind of a perspective, how we live on our planet, perhaps we'll treat it better.
We belong to the earth. We all belong to the earth. It's not that she belongs to us, it's we belong to her, it's we belong to her. We belong to the earth, we all belong to the earth. It's not that she belongs to us, it's we belong to her, it's we belong to her. A strand in a web are we, a strand in a web I believe. To own it we cannot dare to dream, it's a web that we didn't weave, it's a web that we didn't weave. And we belong to the earth, we all belong to the earth. It's not that she belongs to us, it's we belong to her, it's we belong.